The opinions and ideas conveyed in this podcast are intended for informational purposes only. Always consult a physician concerning changes to diet, exercise, or general health concerns.
Heart disease, it's the leading cause of death worldwide, you know? It's wild, right? But we always talk about it like it's just charts and numbers and stuff.
It's true.
What about like what it feels like to go through it? That's the heart of this deep dive, so to speak. You sent us some heavy stories, people living with heart disease, telling it like it is. And honestly, it's eye-opening. The emotional stuff, the physical limitations, changing your whole life. Yeah. Heavy stuff. So whether this is you or someone you care about, we're here to help you understand it all a little better. Because sometimes just knowing you're not alone in this is huge.
So true.
One thing that jumped out from these stories, the emotional whammy of a heart disease diagnosis, like, bam, your whole world shifts.
It really does. A lot of people describe it almost like the ground disappears beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one person even said, imagine being told your life has to completely change, even though you felt totally fine before. The shock, the denial. It's so common.
Makes sense, though, right? This isn't like twisting your ankle. It's your heart. That comes with a lot of baggage. Both literally and figuratively, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. The heart is like this symbol, right? Life, energy. When that's threatened, it can feel like everything's gone haywire. Psychologically, your mind is wrestling with some big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mortality, losing control. It's almost like grieving, even though thankfully it's not an actual death, right?
And it's not just sadness either. What got me was how many people talked about being angry.
Oh, yeah. And that anger, it often comes from feeling like, this isn't fair. Why me? Totally natural when something feels out of our control. And with heart disease, there's this layer of self-blame, too. Did I cause this? Even if it's not totally rational, it's part of trying to wrap your head around this new reality.
Yeah, and that blame, it seems to morph into guilt, which came up a lot in these stories.
Oh, good. Guilt's huge, and it affects everyone involved. Someone with a diagnosis, they might feel guilty about, I don't know, the burden it puts on their family, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the caregivers, they feel guilty about maybe not doing enough or feeling overwhelmed. It's this unspoken weight that everyone's carrying around.
Like this web of like tangled emotions.
Yeah.
And on top of that, heart disease doesn't just mess with your physical health. It hits your mental well-being too. Lots of the stories mention struggling with anxiety, even depression after a diagnosis.
Absolutely. Depression and anxiety, they're incredibly common with heart disease. And it's so important to remember, this is not about being weak. These are real, genuine reactions, mentally and physically, to a life-changing event.
And that takes us to, like, the physical side of heart disease, which, reading these stories, it's way more than we usually hear about.
Yeah,
we know about chest pains, trouble breathing, that kind of thing, but the everyday effects.
Yeah, the day-to-day stuff often gets missed. One of the biggest ones people talk about is fatigue, like crippling fatigue.
Oh, tell me about it. Someone in these stories said it was like trying to run a marathon after staying up all night. Like their energy just vanishes.
And there's a reason for that, a real physical reason. See, when your heart's not pumping right, your body's not getting enough oxygen. Like imagine a car trying to run on fumes. Mm-hmm. It might sputter for a bit, but it's going to stall out eventually, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. But inside your cells.
Whoa, okay. That car thing, that makes it really clear. No wonder even easy stuff feels impossible sometimes.
Exactly. Now, picture the emotional toll that takes. You're used to doing things, being active, independent, and suddenly stairs wipe you out. Groceries feel like weights. Yeah. It messes with you physically and mentally.
There's this one story, it really got to me. This woman, she loved to garden. It was her thing, right? After her diagnosis, she couldn't even handle her little flower bed without feeling totally drained. And it wasn't just the physical part, it was she couldn't enjoy it anymore.
It changes how you see yourself, you know?
Right, like it's part of who you are to do things, move through the world a certain way.
Mm.
When that changes, it's gotta be so disorienting. Like your own body's not on your team anymore, you know?
Exactly, it's tough.
Makes those lifestyle changes they always talk about seem even harder. It's one thing to know you should eat better, exercise, all that, but actually doing it when you're already feeling this way.
Which is why I think you got to be kind to yourself when making those changes. It's not about being perfect overnight or becoming some kind of athlete. It's small steps, things that actually fit into your life and your limitations.
Yeah, that came through in a lot of stories, finding your own pace. Some folks, it was gentle yoga. Others, just short walks. Some found joy in cooking heart-healthy meals, making it a family thing. Progress, not perfection, right?
Exactly. And that progress, it's different for everyone. Celebrate the small wins. Focus on what you can do, not what you can't.
And these stories made it clear this isn't just the solo journey either. Heart disease, it impacts everyone around you too. Spouses, kids, close friends, everyone feels it.
Oh, for sure. And just like the person with the diagnosis, the people around them, they need to acknowledge their own feelings, their own struggles. Caregiver burnout, it's real. Ignoring that just leads to more stress for everyone.
There's this one story from a husband. He became the main caregiver for his wife after her diagnosis. He talks about the initial shock, the fear, then this like determination to do everything right, be strong for her. But over time, he realized he was letting his health slide. Physical, emotional, the whole deal.
It's easy to do.
He felt overwhelmed, resentful even, and it started affecting their relationship, you know?
That's why being open and honest is so crucial. It's okay for caregivers to say they're struggling, to ask for help, set some boundaries. That's healthy, not selfish.
So easy to think you gotta be the strong one, you know? But holding it all in, that just makes it worse for everyone. A bunch of stories mention needing that outlet. Therapy, a support group, even just a friend who gets it, you know?
Big time. That support system, people who truly understand, that's everything. Your family, friends, they mean well, but someone who's been there. Who gets the fear, the frustration, how tired you are all the time? That's different.
And you know, even with all that, all the hard stuff these stories talk about, there's this thread of like toughness, resilience. Really struck me.
Humans are amazing that way. We adapt, we find strength, even when things are rough. See it all the time.
This one woman, her diagnosis, it kind of forced her to slow down, think about what mattered. Ended up finding this passion for bird watching, never had time for it before. Someone else, they found peace in painting. Turn those feelings into art, you know? Really makes you think, even with heart disease, life can still be good.
It's about finding that new normal, figuring out what really matters to you. Not erasing the tough stuff, but building a life you love around it, you know?
Before we wrap up, kind of a thought experiment for you. If you could give one piece of advice to someone just diagnosed with heart disease, what would it be? Just one thing.
Ooh, good one. I'd say be kind to yourself. It's a marathon, not a sprint, this whole thing. Let yourself feel it all, the sadness, the anger, the fear. It's okay. It's okay to grieve the life you thought you'd have. Don't be afraid to ask for help, lean on your people, and celebrate the little wins. Those matter.
That's really good. And to everyone listening, whether you're dealing with heart disease yourself or you love someone who is, you're not alone, okay? The more we talk about this, the emotional side, the real side of it, the better we get at supporting each other. Thanks for being here for this deep dive, everyone.